Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Foundations, brought to you by Early Childhood Consultation. I'm your host, Kelly Rodriguez, and today we're going to be talking about using a timer to keep our children on track. So sometimes the best, simplest strategies really do go unrecognized. They don't get as much credit as they really do deserve. So I have a lot of parents that just want quick, simple strategies to help their children follow directions and learn how to complete tasks. So my number one recommendation for parents that are looking to solve the problem of our children not following directions, not completing tasks, is to utilize a timer. And a timer can be the timer on the stove, going to the Dollar Tree or Dollar General, picking up a little egg timer. Some parents can use a timer that's right on their phone. I know that there's a lot of apps that are available nowadays to put timers on phones for any reason, really. So lots of app timers available. Also, using simple sand timers really can be effective as well. And so how do you start to use your timer? Well, it's really, really simple. If your child is in the middle of an activity and you know that in 5 minutes, you know, the activity needs to end, the toys need to go away, and you need to get out the door, then I recommend starting to implement the method of using a timer. Going over to your stove, if that's what you're going to use, explain to your child, okay, in 5 minutes, it's going to be cleanup time. And mommy or daddy is going to put 5 minutes on the stove timer. And when the buzzer rings, that means it's time to clean up. I do recommend to parents when you first start to use this strategy that you're making sure that you're giving yourself enough time too. So that means that if you really need things cleaned up in 10 minutes, that you are actually not giving the child all 10 minutes. You're giving them only 5 minutes so that you know that if there's a struggle around that, because in the beginning, there might be some pushback when you start to utilize the timer, that you have enough time to make up for lost time as your child's getting used to this new strategy. Setting the timer, and again, in 5 minutes we're going to clean up. When the buzzer goes, you know, when we need those toys to be picked up and we need to get our shoes on and we need to get ready to get out the door. Why is this helpful for our children? Well, most of the time, our children really display challenging behaviors or protest us when we set limits and boundaries because they really are sensing that there's a lack of control within themselves. So children really do just need to know what to expect. And so when parents start to use a timer for simple tasks, the child is able to gain a level of control that they haven't had before. They also know what's coming next. So if mommy or daddy starts to set the timer for 5 minutes, then the child already knows in 5 minutes things are going to change. There's going to be a transition. And when we prepare our children for transition, they're more able to transition in a calm, appropriate way, in a way that keeps that household peace that you've been striving for. So, again, the result in utilizing a timer is that you're going to help your child transition better. You're going to help your child know what to expect. Know how to move to the next step in a calm way. It also helps the child develop trust with you. When mommy sets the timer and the buzzer goes off, I know what's going to happen next, and I can trust mom to help me move to that next step. So Foundations is really an opportunity to get a quick, simple strategy to my listeners, give them an opportunity to utilize them in an appropriate way, and let me know if they work. So I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope that this episode was helpful. If you have any further questions or comments, or you'd like to schedule an individual consultation to talk about some of the needs that you're seeing with your child, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I can be reached at kelly@earlychildhoodconsult.com, or feel free to give me a call at 774-578-2856. You can also find me online at www.earlychildhoodconsult.com or at facebook.com/earlychildhoodconsult. I want to thank you for joining me today, and please remember that strong families are built on strong foundations. Have a great week, and I'll look forward to working on another episode next week. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.